currently doing the Ramadan of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali in South Africa. The request that was made to him, his ill health, and his reply that the decision will be made in Rajab. One thing we learn from this Buzruhanuddin is whatever they do is they do it with planning. They do it methodical. They do it with some level of discipline. Nothing done haphazard. So here's one important lesson we learn in life, is that when we do anything, especially a big decision, we do it with planning, with mashura, and we do it in an organized fashion, an organized manner. So now we're doing, after Rajab, when it was decided that Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali will spend his Ramadan in South Africa, Hazrat sent me a letter. Now this is what Maulana Tukla Sahib was writing. Hazrat had sent me a letter laying out the conditions for spending Ramadan in South Africa. The letter was quite a surprise for the people here in South Africa. So it was a surprise that he sent a letter and he's putting down the stipulations. Here again also, it's not something that's haphazard. It's for organization, for planning. And look how far-sighted these requirements that he has placed are all deeni requirements to show us that although he's going for a deeni purpose, a deeni trip, then also all arrangements must be such that it must be all in conformity with deen. So far the sight was. So this is the letter. Respected Haji Sheikh Yusuf Tukla Sahib, after the Sunnah Salam, I haven't heard from you lately. I was also very sick during, Hazrat Sheikh is writing this letter, I was also very sick during this time. It was difficult to write or even listen to the letters. I wished to spend Ramadan at your place for a long time, but this year the inclination was much stronger. It has been my routine to perform istikhara many months prior to Ramadan, and I have been doing it for the last 15 days. May Allah Ta'ala bless wherever He decides for my Ramadan. I have been told from different people that they are seeing dreams and glad tidings indicating that I will be spending it in your place. However, nothing is confirmed yet. This will be clarified in the first week of Rajab. Again we see, although there are so many dreams and basharat, but he said no, this will be clarified in Rajab. That's when the decision will be taking place. It's not taking place now. If your place is decided, then I will arrive on the 15th of Shaban and depart on the 15th of Shawwal. Next lesson we learn from here is that when they do anything, they do, wouldn't do it last minute. Ramadan starts after Shawwal. We know that it will 15 days after Shawwal, or 15 days from the 15th of Shawwal. In other words, the end of Shawwal. Now that's when normally a person would think he needs to prepare for Ramadan. But look, they would do in organized. They would go early and they wouldn't rush back also. They'd stay there for a few days. Whatever else needs to be tied up, whatever advices needs to be given, will be given. So therefore he says, if it is decided for your place, in other words for South Africa, then 15th of Shaban we will depart. So we will arrive on the 15th of Shawwal and we will depart on the, sorry, we will arrive on the 15th of Shaban and we'll depart on the 15th of Shawwal. You sent a letter many days ago to Sheikh Abdul Hafiz, but he wasn't here. I sent the letter to Makkah Sharif to him. Would a note that if anything is in the letter for me, send it back. So another lesson we learn from here is that keep the person informed as to what had happened. So Maulana Yusuf Tukla Sahib had sent a letter to Hazrat Sheikh's place, but marked for Maulana Abdul Hafiz Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, marked for him. So what Hazrat Sheikh did was, he took that letter now and he sent the letter to Makkah Sharif, because that letter, Sheikh Abdul Hafiz, Maulana Abdul Hafiz Sahib at that time, was in Makkah Sharif. But now what he's doing is giving a report back to say, that letter of yours came, it was marked for Sheikh Abdul Hafiz, I took it and I sent it to Makkah. But I also told him, if there's anything there for me, then send it back to me. So he's informing him completely. So this is one adab and etiquette we learn from here, is if somebody is sending something to us, then give some report. Or if somebody is asking us to do something or requesting something from us, then give a report back. So that person is at ease that this work is done or it's not done or this is what is still left to do. So psychologically, mentally, that person is at ease. So this is what Hazrat Sheikh was doing. He's informing him that this is what had happened with the letter. Then he goes further to say that Sheikh Abdul Hafiz had wrote back to me and told me that it was something, just a general discussion. It wasn't anything specific for you. I'm writing some things ahead of time for your ease and information, so that if you have any questions, you can ask me now. This was a few months before Ramadan. He's saying, I'm writing it early, so if you got any questions, then you can ask me now. I've always been living off you and receiving some gifts from you every year, but since this journey is for a very specific reason, and you are hosting the whole event, I leave the matter in your hands, i.e., if anyone wishes to give gifts to Hazrat, it is his responsibility to refuse them. That's a very big point here. That what he's saying, he said, you people are sending, been sending gifts, And alhamdulillah, we've been using those gifts, that hadiah, that money, whatever people have been sending, we've been using it. But he says, now I'm coming to South Africa for a very specific reason. So you be in charge to see that nobody gives me any gifts. Nobody gives me any money. Now look how far he's thinking. Normally we would think that the person is going, he's receiving gifts, alhamdulillah, it's coming from Allah, let's just take it. But see how far he's thinking. And the Shaykh is saying that if anybody comes now to give any money, he's telling him in a nice way. He said, you've been sending, no problem. But now I'm coming for a special trip. If people are going to start to come and give money, I'm putting you in charge to refuse. I don't want to accept any money from anybody. And then he explains why it should be, and then a little later he explains why. He says it should be accommodated in a building. I should be accommodated in a building that is under your management, but which can accommodate a large gathering. That is the reason, there's hikmat in this, that it should be under your management. Because if I need to say anything, I need to do anything, we need to plan ourselves. If you got trustees that got other ideas and got other things that they want to do, then it becomes like a clash, it becomes difficult. But if it's under your supervision, under your management, if there's certain things we need to do, certain times we need to change, we need to have certain programs, then it becomes very easy because it's under your management. So the first thing he's requesting here is, I should be accommodated in a building, in other words a masjid, that is under your management, but which can accommodate a large gathering of people. There were 1,000 people in the beginning in Faisalabad, which increased to a couple of thousand by the end of the month of Ramadan. I will stay in one place only. I've heard from that your house and masjid is small, and that Sheikh Ahmed Mia and Sheikh Ibrahim Mia's place are larger. You may discuss which is the best place for my accommodation. I leave that to you, which place you want to use, but I want to stay in one place. Another thing we learn from here, in the month of Ramadan, and generally also the Buzruq, they like yaksuwiyat. Meaning, in other words, when they did something, they didn't like to move around too much. Go here, go there, too many places. They go, I want to go and I want to stay at one place. And from there I want to do what I need to do. You decide where I should be staying, but I would like to stay at one place. Furthermore, you are not allowed to pay for any expenses of those that are accompanying me on this trip. Understand that I'm coming, but whoever is coming with me, you don't pay for their expenses. I will have 5 people with me. The cost of their round trip is solely my responsibility. I'm taking responsibility to pay for them. I'm not asking you people for any money. There's one lesson that we learn from here, is that when a person is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should be using his own money. There's a lot of hikmat in it. In other words, that we're using our own money, our own wealth. So when we go to give anybody anything, they don't feel like they have repaid us for our services. They don't feel, okay, we have given you some money. We are going there especially for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want that the people must benefit in that regard. They mustn't feel that they've hosted us, they've given us gifts, they've given us money, they paid for our tickets. So now we have done some favor to them. That should never be the case. Gifts will not be accepted from anyone except those who are in the habit of sending gifts from before. He said, we are not going to accept any gifts from anybody except those people who from long time before they were sending gifts. Now those type of people, they've already been in the habit. We'll accept their gifts because we don't want to disappoint them. But others, we're not going to accept any gifts from anyone. And then he says, you know better who they are, who have been given from before. I want to keep myself safe from the accusation that these Maulvis come in the name of Ramadan and then they collect funds from themselves and their madrasas. I want to keep myself free from any type of accusation that these Maulanas are coming from overseas to the country here, they're coming on a collection drive in the name of Ramadan. You know, this is what you call far-fetched. Although for them it would have been a very valuable thing to collect, because there's so many poor people there, there's so many poor students in the madrasa, there's so many people that could have benefited, but they didn't want that accusation that ulama must be accused that they are coming on a collection drive. I don't want that to happen at all. So this is the far thinking of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh. He says the only exception to this rule is Qazi Sahab, Qazi Abdul Qadir Sahab and Mufti Mahmood Sahab, because they had personal contacts and relations there before. In other words, these two people already had contacts in South Africa. If their contacts want to give them, I don't have any problem with that. But there's no other exception I'm making. These two people that are joining me, they've already got, if their contacts come and give them, it's okay, but I'm not going to accept anything. I have nothing against their accepting gifts or compensation for their travel expenses. We'll continue from there, inshallah. There's many, many lessons to take, but one of the things we learn from here is a person should never ever put himself in any position of tuhmat where there can be any type of accusation. For example, a person wants to buy water, and now the shop that is nearby there is a liquor store. He has to go into the liquor store to buy the water. But by him walking into that liquor store, there can be some type of accusation, some doubt, some suspicion on this person. But he put himself in that place of suspicion. So a Muslim doesn't put himself in any type of suspicion. Yeah, imagine this, just taking gifts on his journey can put some type of suspicion. Hazrat Shaykh said, from advance, I don't want any gifts. I don't want any type of suspicion against us. So this is something we must try and put into our life. So don't put ourselves in any type of suspicion. He's speaking on the side of the road to one lady. Somebody is driving past and saying, hey, look at this person. Who is talking to this lady? So if it's something that's urgent or necessary, then yes. But a person should try and clarify anything that is out of place. But better still, don't even put ourselves in any area or any place of any type of suspicion. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.